We are in a very challenging time. 3 weeks ago, there were no reported cases of the coronavirus in the U.S. outside of Seattle. And now, as of this writing, there are over 2,000 cases in the U.S. with 41 deaths. And the cases have now spread out to almost all states, reported 49 of 50 states, including Michigan. And, you know, due to the confusion at the top of our government, our testing has been weak. And there's undoubtedly many more infections and much more to see in the future that we don't know about now. So it's challenging. And our leadership at the top has been less than helpful at times. Sometimes denying a problem, sometimes contradicting the official report just as it's given. And the public response has been varied. And as with any event with a lot of unknowns, this would happen in the best of circumstances. And some people have become very worried and fearful. I met a woman in my exercise class who could not do anything but talk about it and watch the news about it. And she seemed to be in a constant place of worry and aggravation. And I've gone through my own process. Mostly it was trying to understand it in the light of the contradictory and hidden nature of the information. And there's a lot of fear in the general population that is around us all the time. Hardly an hour goes by in public without a conversation about it. And the news is nonstop coronavirus. So we're surrounded by a general fearfulness about the unknown and also a fear of personal danger. Sometimes this kind of social anxiety can pass from one person and another, and we can all sort of feel the resonance with that from time to time. But our practice is here, and it gives us the means to be present with the danger and without the fear, and an ability to face the issues without flinching or denying or acting out of reactivity. I'm thankful that we have this practice. And our press has been able to present information, which is accurate, using accredited experts, and through analyzing the problem and how other countries have worked with it, there has started to be a general understanding of it. And our state and local leaders have started to lead and make sensible decisions based on the best knowledge. So we as a country are starting to work towards at least temporary solutions, and even though there are lots of unknowns. We know people have died and more will die. And we know that we don't know how dangerous the disease is. We don't know how susceptible it is to spreading. And we know that we are personally in some danger, but how much is difficult to say. And we also know that the economic fallout has been significant already and probably will be much more in the future. Businesses will close, some people will be laid off, and we may fall into a worldwide depression. So already we know that there are people that have had devastating losses, and there will be probably more in the future. But as practitioners, we know that there's nothing helpful about spreading fear and paranoia. And in the midst of this situation, we also can see that even though there may be a lot of confusion, in our place of centered awareness, there's nothing out of place. And this moment here is just fine and complete as it is. And this moment, and this moment. And we know when we practice that the present moment is all we really have. Now, at the same time, we'll make sensible decisions about how to be in the world to lessen the impact, but we do it with compassion, without attachment to a certain end. And we do it with the confidence that everything is in its right place. And once we've made our choice, we live with that. We don't argue or complain about it. Anytime we argue with how the world is, we add to our own and others' suffering. And there is a potential silver lining to this too. It's become clear that as a species, we have trouble with a worldwide problem, like global warming, for example, that's filled with misinformation, lack of will, and many other problems. This coronavirus seems to have touched a nerve, and it seems like the world is uniting at least in its understanding that there is a problem. So we have an opportunity to come together as a world to try to solve the problem. It might be the beginning of a new type of respect for science and cross-border solutions. We don't know. But our equanimity is not dependent on that happening. That's just a possibility. And when we come from our place of centered awareness, our actions are not based on reactivity, but our wisdom as we learn more. And freedom is possible in the real world when we don't depend on our outside circumstances to bring us happiness. I also want to acknowledge that we're all probably in different places in this process. And even though our deepest centered place is not worried about this issue, we might be in a place where we are. And there's no shame in that. And we know that our practice is to be with that too. As we spend our attention on that, we may find that it will open up to something more, but we can't rush it and we can't hurry through to get to the other side. We need compassion and holding for ourselves. And if we feel worry or anxiety, we don't push it away, but we hold it with love and curiosity, just like we would anything else that comes our way in our practice. And we also know from our practice that sometimes we tell our stories to each other about how bad it is and how worried we are as a way of avoiding our own anxiety. Now, in the last week, I've really appreciated one thing about the situation. Our news outlets and our local and state officials have been very dedicated to helping others to get information and at least partial solutions to work with. And as these news items came in and the decisions were made, I could feel the kindness and compassion coming from their actions. You know, the local officials who are compiling statistics and making sure that they get out accurately, the state governors that look at the whole situation and start to, you know, put themselves in a place of leadership. And I can just feel the compassion that's expressed for all of us in that circumstance. And it's interesting around town too, in the grocery store, I can feel the tension and the anxiety in people, but I've also seen I've exchanged small conversations with people and the looks of kindness between strangers have been present. I'm remembering back after 9/11, and I was practicing law at that time, and I was on my way to court when it happened. And I was going to a place that I usually go, and I knew lots of people. And it's the feel of being together with a bunch of attorneys is sort of like being in a locker room where there's a lot of banter back and forth, and it's sometimes lighthearted and sometimes there's a little barb in it, and a fair amount of unguardedness. And what I felt after 9/11 was really interesting. I could feel kindness expressed directly, even among the people competing daily for whatever whatever parts of their practice were at court. And I remember feeling a lot of kindness expressed from stranger to stranger during that time. And I'm starting to feel that too in this period, you know, in spite of all the ups and downs and concerns that we all have, legitimate concerns.